It's time for an Awaken Me Now prophetic moment with Prophetess Cadence McCall from Cadence McCall Prophetic Ministries. You can participate in this prophetic moment of personal prophecy by calling in. Stand by for Prophetess Cadence McCall.
God bless you. God bless you. Welcome to the Awaken Me Now moment with Prophetess Cadence McCall. We are honored to be in her stead. We
yes,
know she's
we
traveling and she's doing the work of the Lord. The Lord always has her on an assignment.
He always does. Jesus. I hope she got her frequent flyer miles paid
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I'm sure she does have her frequent flyer miles paid up because God truly uses her for his glory.
Amen.
And so we want to give her a shout out wherever she is.
Hi, Prophetess.
We want to say
Prophetess.
Hello, Prophetess Cadence McCall, and thank you for allowing the Lord to use you globally, internationally, to spread the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
We thank
Amen.
God for all of us that are here, the
yes.
listeners that are listening on tonight. We're excited tonight, are
we
not?
Are. I'm excited about tonight.
And we thank the 107.9 family. We're just
yes,
excited.
We love
I am
107.9.
Yeah, I want to, you know, I'm excited tonight. So if you could just lead us into a word of prayer, sweetheart, I would just love that. And then we can
okay.
just go ahead and introduce ourselves.
All right. Father, we just thank you right now, God,
yes,
that you
Lord
will
Jesus.
Just
yes.
download from heaven, God, every
yes, God.
Revelatory word, every sound that is from
yes,
heaven,
Lord,
oh God.
Jesus,
we just
you,
pray
Lord.
That you use us like you've never
yes,
used
yes,
us before
Jesus,
on tonight,
you,
that
Father.
We will not just be hearers of your word,
yes,
but doers.
Yes,
and those
God.
That are listening right now, God, we pray that something is said or done on tonight that
yes,
will give
Lord.
Them a life-changing awakening moment.
Yes,
in
yes,
the
Lord.
Name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I'm so excited that we're gathered here together. The Bible says the threefold
yeah.
cord is not easily broken.
Not
and so
easily broken.
We are coming together, all three of us, and we are going to do what the Lord has called us to do in this season.
Amen.
But I am Dr. Miller.
You are Dr. Miller.
Of Innovative Empowerment Church, located here at 5913 Normandy Boulevard, Jacksonville, Florida. We're so excited. And I have along here with my, alongside of me, my husband, Pastor
hey.
Miller.
How are you? How's everybody doing this evening?
And I have our special guest on tonight. You know, people have heard us, but this woman of God that people have never have heard before, she's a phenomenal, mm-hmm. phenomenal woman of God. She's our associate pastor, Tammy Yett Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
And we're so excited to have her here with us because she has an awesome and incredible anointing upon her life. And, you know, the Lord, he awakened something in her
yes,
that when he awakened himself within her, she's been like fire and she's been like running ever since. And so I'm honored and we're honored to have her here tonight
yes.
with us. And
Amen.
Not only is she an anointed woman of God, she's also an entrepreneur.
Yes, Lord.
yes.
Do me
yes.
a favor. Associate Pastor Tammy Thomas, can you just tell us a little bit about your business that God has allowed you to birth out in
of
Jacksonville?
Course, yeah. Of course. So I'm the owner of Universal Phlebotomy Training Center,
mm-hmm.
Where those who want to embark on a career in the medical field, I teach phlebotomy. It's a 3-day course.
Mm-hmm.
It covers anywhere from the order of draw. It covers your phlebotomy technique.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just an awesome, awesome way of living as far
yeah.
as of phlebotomies in the medical field.
Right, exactly. Is there a number where people can?
Yes, 904-424-6365. You can reach me at 904-424-6365.
Awesome. We're excited. Listen, this is the Awaken Me Now moment.
Yes.
And, you know, there's a lot of things that are going on in the body of Christ.
It is.
There's a lot of things going on in the
now.
Body of Christ. And, you know, even today we embarked upon some things
mm-hmm.
that we ran into
yes.
On,
mm-hmm.
on social media. And social media is a very big part of
very
what goes
platform.
On. And the Lord uses social media as a platform to advance his kingdom,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we have to be very careful about what it is that we release over the airwaves.
Amen.
We have to be careful about what it is that we say, because when we speak as leaders and when we speak as agents of Christ, we are imparting into people's spirit
Amen.
Man, because
yes.
we're speaking to their spirit. We're
yes.
supposed to be speaking to their spirit man.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Lord, as I was on my way here, he says, I want you to begin to deal with the awakening of an individual spirit, because a lot of people are sleeping this season.
Amen.
Yeah, they
and they are
Amen.
Being deceived by false doctrine.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
And one of the things that when you were talking about that on the way tonight, you know, the Lord sent me to the book of Ephesians.
Mm-hmm.
And in Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 14, it says that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive.
Yes.
And the word that stuck out to me, sweetheart, was the word sleight. And the Greek, it means kapeos. So it means also means dice, which also means games. So there are a lot of people playing games in the body of Christ.
Hey, why would you go there? You're trying to open up a can of worms tonight.
There's a lot of people playing a lot of games in the body
of Christ. That's really good.
Yes.
That's good. Associate Pastor Tammy, what do you think about that? I mean, you just heard what Pastor said. He said a lot of people are open up and they are playing a lot of games. In it. Well, I mean, what do you believe concerning that? What do you have to say to the statement that Pastor just made?
Very true statement. I think a lot of people play is because they don't have the knowledge of who Christ is. Even in the book of Ephesians, it talks about them being asleep. It says, wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. So in other words, there's a lot of people that's walking that sleep. Their bodies are
they're
awake.
Sleepwalking.
But they're sleepwalking.
Wow. They're sleepwalking. That's powerful right there. And it is a dangerous place to be sleepwalking because you will be walking and not know what you're walking into.
That's right.
Because you have a lack of sight.
That's right.
You understand? And that is a very powerful statement. And that's a very powerful scripture. And the Bible talks about awakening the sleeping giant. You know, awaken, oh, sleeping giant. You know, and a lot of times we don't understand that there is a giant who lives within us. His name is Jesus Christ.
Right.
Yes.
And there is nothing that we cannot do without Jesus Christ. We can do all things through Christ Jesus, who strengthens us. And it is a shame that there are a lot of people who are swayed with every wind and doctrine because they are asleep.
Well, I think a lot of times the people are swayed because they want to feel good. They'll go to a ministry or whatever because they want to feel good. They don't want, they really don't want to change. They just want somebody to say something so they will feel good about themselves or their situations. They'll go to a ministry, honey, that if you don't challenge me, I'll stay. When you challenge me to change, when you say, no, you can't be getting drunk all the time. I'm not going to stay at that ministry because you're challenging me to do something different.
Exactly.
And even in the book of Jude, it talks about the false teaching. And so he was preaching and he was coming to the church to talk to them about false teachings. Anytime you have a false teacher is, I believe that because they are infiltrating the church, they don't have an understanding of the word of God. That means that they haven't picked up their Bible, because a lot of times I've heard and a lot of things are cliche and I thought it was in the Bible until I actually picked up the Bible. In order to have an understanding, you have to read your Bible.
You must read your Bible. And there are a lot of cliches.
That's right. And I thought that was in the Bible.
What did you think was in the Bible? What did you think was in the Bible? Cleanliness is next to godliness. Cleanliness is next to godliness. You know, and a lot of people, they took that and they ran with it. You know, and if we don't study, and that shows you that we're sleeping giants. We're listening to the word, but we're not hearing the word. The Bible said, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church. And if you don't have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church, then you will be easily deceived. And you will be walking around thinking that you know the word of God, thinking that you have a relationship with Jesus Christ, and you are deceived because you have not taking the time to allow the Spirit of the Lord to awaken you now.
Amen.
Absolutely. God helps those who helps themselves.
That's
period.
Right.
You know, you have to understand that. And if we don't want to help ourselves, if we don't want God to help us, and if we don't help ourselves, then God is, you know, he's not going to do all the work.
Right. Yeah, and for me, I just went on what the preacher said. And so it was a lot of things that I went on, and I didn't have an understanding. And so I read about it. I'm like, wait a minute. That was wrong. What he quoted, what she quoted, that was wrong. But we have to study to show ourselves approved.
Absolutely.
We have to study. And also, I think one of the things that happened in the body of Christ is we have taught people to be professional copers.
Professional copers.
And any doctor is not going to heal you. They just want you to keep coming back so they'll give you enough medication. I'm not talking about any person in particular.
Right.
I'm just saying, I'm not just going to heal you. I'm just going to self-medicate you. So you'll just come back to me.
A temporary fix.
That's something else.
And we have
a professional coper.
A professional coper.
Wow.
A person who has a problem or an issue, but I really don't want you to touch that area, but I want you to hear my problem.
Wow.
I really don't want you to heal me, but I just want you to hear me complain about my problem.
Well, but that's because they want that attention.
Yeah.
They're attention seekers. You know, and some people like to be the victim because the victim is the one who gets the attention.
That's right.
You understand? So those professional copers have learned how to professionally deal with their situation. And you don't have a lot of professional copers in the body of Christ. And you do have some people who really, really, really need to be awakened to what true love is.
That's right.
And they need to be awakened to what a true, to the love of Jesus Christ, because it is his love. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That relationship that you have with Jesus, it doesn't go one way. It goes two ways.
Amen.
But if you, can I ask a question to both of you?
Yeah.
If you've never had that type of love, how can you identify it?
Uh-oh.
Oh, wow.
You want to take that, AP?
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Oh, wow. You've never had that kind of love, how can you?
If I've come from a broken home, my mom and my daddy never told me they loved me. But I got this strange person in a collar that said, God loves you. How can I accept that? How can I believe it?
You can't. It takes Jesus.
Right.
Because when you experience the love of Jesus Christ, see, he has a way of making you, he has a way of, and I like to say, he has a way of illuminating things. He has a way of opening up your eyes. He has a way of awakening that love within you that you've never experienced before. He has a way of doing that. And then once he does that, he has a way of leading you into how to unveil it to others and who to accept and who not to accept. He just has a way with his people because we belong to him. Mm-hmm. And even if an individual has never experienced before that love before, when Jesus gets done with them, and if they begin to work with the Lord and they begin to allow the Lord to touch those hidden parts in their life that they have not allowed anyone else to touch because of the pain, then they will understand what it feels like to be loved unconditionally.
Amen.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of people, because they never experienced true love or had experienced the true agape love of God,
right,
that they have trust issues.
Right,
right,
right.
And I'm not automatically going to trust you just because you tell me you love me.
Right.
Because the last time I gave myself to somebody, they hurt me.
Wow. Right.
And then a lot of times I think that we are, like me, I didn't know what love was. So it led me down to different pathways.
Right.
Because every time I heard the word love, I gravitated to those things. And even though they was not of God, because somebody told me they loved me, I didn't have a true understanding of what love was. Mm-hmm. I gravitated to those things that was not godly for me.
Exactly.
And so when you have a false sense of love, it'll lead you down the wrong path.
Wow. A false sense of love.
A false sense of love.
Because a person...
Because it's more than just saying you love
me. You're absolutely right, because love is an action word.
That's right.
Exactly. Love is an action word. But what gets me is that when we receive the Spirit of God... everything who he is within us.
That's right.
So it has to be awakened.
Amen.
It must be awakened. Because all of who he is within us.
Mm-hmm.
And the Spirit of the Lord knows how to touch himself within us. And that's what he does. He touches himself within us and awakens what we didn't even know was there.
Amen.
And that and that's powerful.
That's powerful.
That's right, extremely powerful. And people are coming to church. They're broken. You know what I say? I say, you know what? People need Jesus for real.
Amen.
And because there's so much playing and so many cliches and so many, you know, the church has become a fashion show. And I'm just being honest. You know, you come to church grandioso. You're not coming to see the. You're not coming to hear the word of God. You're coming so somebody can say you look nice.
Right.
So you put on
that's
your
right.
best. Come on, somebody. So you put on your best.
And your best we need.
You put on your best, right?
Uh-huh.
You put on your best, but you're really giving less. I'm just being honest. I'm just being honest. You understand what I'm saying?
That was good right
because
now.
Because you can't, you put on your best, but you're giving God your less. Because you're coming in there and you're not caring about who's broken, who needs help, who needs Jesus, who needs a breakthrough, who has a problem. They're coming to Jesus because they have a problem. They're not coming to Jesus because they're okay. Why come to somebody and you have everything that you need?
That's right.
Wow.
That's right.
I'm not coming to church to see your cleavage. I'm not coming to church to size you up. I'm not coming to church because you got on the best Versace. I'm not coming to church for that. I am coming in into the house of the Lord, because I need love to be awakened in me. I need Jesus. I need to be awakened. There are things that are going on in my life, and I'm tired of coming to church, going to church, and leaving the same way
that's
I left out.
And that's just like going to the hospital. You're just not going to the hospital to sit in the emergency room.
Exactly.
You're going to the hospital because there's a problem
Absolutely.
On the inside
Absolutely.
That needs to be dealt with.
Absolutely. Yeah. On the inside.
On the inside.
You know, there
inside.
Are some outer wounds.
That's right. But
there are some problems on the inside, because anybody can smile and hurt.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Anybody can yeah. smile and be in pain.
That's
anybody
right.
can mm-hmm. just, anybody can get into it. Anybody can leave an abusive home and come to church and nobody
smile.
Will ever know that they just got punched in the face.
That's right.
I'm just
well,
being
true.
Honest.
That's right.
You understand
yeah.
what I'm saying? And while they're sitting there, and because we're so focused on somebody's shoes and somebody's outfit and somebody's clothes and somebody's hair and mm-hmm. somebody's fashionista, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah.
coming into church. And so we come to church and we're not looking at what God desires for us to look mm-hmm. at. We're not seeking that. And we have to be sensitive in the realm of the spirit.
That's right.
Because, you mm-hmm. know, you said something that was very important one day. You said you could be sitting next to someone in church mm-hmm. and you not even know that they're broken.
That's mm-hmm. true. Because, you know, the Lord, he really began to me. He says it's a reverse selfishness.
Oh, my gosh.
Ooh,
you
wow.
better,
honey,
I said,
you know, I can't with you.
Because
why would you say that? Go ahead.
I just tell you what he said. It's a reverse selfishness. Because
tell me that.
I really care more about what I'm going through than what you are going through.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
So I'm going to advocate and divert every conversation back to me.
Wow.
That's good.
That's selfish.
He says it's a reverse selfishness.
Wow.
So, and there's something in you that needs to be awakened so you won't be so selfish.
You won't be
wow.
so. And a lot of people are selfish in church now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's
yeah.
get this straight.
Amen.
It's about me. It's about my healing. It's about my anointing. It's about my gift. It's about what God wants to do for me. Well, love yourself. Love your neighbor like you love yourself. Jesus
right.
was
right.
a giver.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, he
right.
gave of himself so until he died to his
That's
flesh.
Right.
Oh, my
and,
God.
And have you noticed that the person that has reverse selfishness, they only pray on the novice people in the ministry?
Tell me about that.
Oh,
wow. Tell me about that.
Because,
tell me about that.
Because it says here in the scripture, it says that we henceforth be no more children.
Yes.
So they
mm-hmm.
play on the childlike mentality
oh,
of those
wow.
that are in a ministry.
Oh, that is so
They're not going to
wow.
go to the
that's
mature
good.
Person.
Right, exactly.
That, because I want to revert all the attention back to me now.
Right.
I believe
so,
mature people don't
good.
Stroke you the way
yeah.
you want to be
yeah.
stroked.
Yeah, mature people
exactly.
are not going to, they're
exactly.
not going to placate to your feelings.
That's right.
Exactly.
They're
exactly.
going to tell you, look, you need to get it together.
Exactly. And that's what people don't want to hear.
Uh-huh.
No.
They don't
want
to hear the truth. They don't want to hear the truth. They want to, in this generation that we're living mm-hmm. in, offense is easy. Offense
wow,
will
yes.
cause an individual to run.
Especially if they're already broken.
Especially
yeah.
if they're already broken. You understand what I'm saying? So we have to be careful, but
mm-hmm.
we also still have to tell the truth.
That's
because
right.
we have to understand that in this dispensation that the Lord, that, you know, there are so many false doctrines
yes.
and so many cliches
are.
Mm-hmm.
that are floating around in the realm
yeah.
of the spirit
mm-hmm.
that if you are not careful, you will eat off of a wrong table.
Wow.
Wow.
That's true.
You'll eat off of the wrong table. Because now you can't discern. You can't discern. What is that? What is the name of that meat that the vegetarians eat? What is that called? Food
fondue.
Tofu.
You can't discern tofu from chicken.
I said fondue. I don't know fondue.
It is. I like
is
fondue.
That a food?
It is. And I really like
yeah,
fondue.
It is.
I really
but
do.
It's tofu.
It's tofu. You
it's
can't
tofu.
Discern the difference.
I don't
That's
eat it,
right.
So.
You understand?
Everything tastes like chicken.
Oh.
Like the babies.
Oh, you know
they
what?
They call steak chicken. Everything
yes.
tastes like chicken.
Everything tastes like chicken when it's not chicken.
When it's not chicken.
If you are not discerning, if you do not allow the Spirit of the Lord
mm-hmm.
to, but you have to want Jesus. You
yeah.
have to want change. You
yeah.
have to want the Lord to heal you in your life.
That's right.
I know so many victims in the body of Christ that if you tell them the truth, they'll take it and they'll still do the
same thing.
Because they want that victim mentality. They don't want to really be awakened
Mm-mm.
to maturity. They really
Mm-mm.
don't. Some people yeah. really don't want to be awakened to the realm of maturity.
Right.
But people need to understand that God uses a mature vessel.
Mm-hmm.
He uses those that really understand. Jesus did not minister until he was 30 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He started his ministry at 30. That was a year of maturity.
Right.
That was, Lord, you know, God said he's mature enough now
mm-hmm.
because he's gone through the fire. He's gone
mm-hmm.
through things.
That's
and
right.
now he knows what to expect. He knows how to go through. He knows how to go through.
Persevere.
And
That's
know
right.
how to persevere.
But
That's
I think,
right.
though, that there's a level. I know we're not supposed to walk in this, but there's a level of fear.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
There's a level of fear.
Why do you
the
say
unknown.
There's a... okay, talk to me.
I say there's a level of fear because, you know, as a child,
mm-hmm.
when you're learning to ride a bike and you mm-hmm. have training wheels on, you'll ride it and ride it and ride it. But then when the training wheels off, and now that you're cognizant mm-hmm. that those wheels aren't on, mm-hmm. that you'll have a kind of a fear, like, I'm going to fall. Uh-huh. But you've been riding the whole time with these training wheels on.
Right.
But then when I take the training wheels off and not tell you,
uh-huh.
and I got my hand on behind you,
uh-huh.
and then when I let you go, you don't know you're riding by yourself until uh-huh. you look behind you.
Uh-huh.
Right. So what I'm saying is...
Well, that's how come a lot of people don't need to look behind them.
Right.
Wow.
Because right. they need to keep looking forward.
That's
so
right.
So what I believe is... that there are some people that don't want the level of independence of depending on
accountability,
Christ.
Accountability?
Yeah, accountability.
Right.
Accountability,
mm-hmm.
absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But they're more dependent on the person that gave them the help instead
wow.
of depending
mm-hmm.
on God.
You have
Amen.
To depend on the Lord
yeah.
because it is he who awakens the desire to
yeah.
even serve him.
Right.
He is the only one who awakens the desire to even serve him.
Right.
You cannot serve him without having him.
That's
and,
right.
And
that's
good.
You cannot
that's
do
right.
it.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying? A lot of people try to serve him, without having a relationship with him, but they're doing it out of religion.
Right.
And they really
and
don't
tradition.
Have that
tradition.
And mm-hmm. they don't have that in-depth relationship with Jesus mm-hmm. Christ. So therefore, they're non-effective.
That's mm-hmm. right.
Their ministry is not effective.
Right. So without the relationship, those are the ones that's tossed to and fro by the strange doctrines.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You don't
it.
You choose not to have a relationship.
So
some
you're
people
choosing
choose,
not to have the relationship.
Yeah, because relationship is work.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, yeah. Relationship is work. You have to do your part.
Right.
Jesus is not going to, he's already done it all.
That's right.
Jesus has already done it all. He's already done what he is supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
He's finished his work on earth.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And so it is up to us to now allow the Spirit of God within us to begin to awaken everything that mm-hmm. he desires to awaken within us.
That's right.
What do you think, Associate Pastor?
I believe that's true. I'm just going to piggyback on what Pastor was saying about the unknown.
Uh-huh.
I think fear comes when you're uncomfortable and you don't know what's going to happen on the other side.
Very good.
For an example, like when I first became an elder,
uh-huh.
you said, you're an elder. I
right.
was like, wait a minute, because I've never been in this place before.
Right.
So it causes a little fear because you don't know, like, can I do it? Can I really do this? So I think fear comes of just not knowing what's on the other side of once I step into this realm,
uh-huh.
what's going to happen then? Because I'm used to being here,
right.
but I'm not used to being here.
Right.
So fear kind of creep in when you don't know where you're going.
Right. Why do you think fear creeps in? I'm just being honest, because if we're supposed to be trusting the Lord,
right,
and there are a lot of areas where the Lord desired for me to do certain things, and I was just like, I'm afraid, but I'm going anyway.
Right.
I'm not going to allow fear to paralyze me.
Right.
And if you allow fear to paralyze you, then you'll never gain what God desires for you on that other side.
I think people walk in fear.
Come on, talk to me.
I do believe that even though you're moving into that next step,
mm-hmm.
there's still some kind of fear.
Yes.
Well, I'll say some kind of doubt, some
you're right, you're
type
right.
of confidence
you're right.
that you're lacking
that's
in
right.
your step.
Absolutely.
So you're moving, and then by the time
absolutely.
You get there, that fear kind of lets
mm-hmm.
up
right.
because now you see, okay, it's not so bad.
Exactly.
So I think we walk in fear sometimes.
Uh-huh.
Even though we're walking, it's still kind of like a little doubt there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I think that, too, it's also because we are tangible people, and we love
we
to see the tangibility
we see.
Of what's in front of me.
Right.
So if I can't see it, touch it, taste it, it can't be.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be.
Wow. Wow.
But
wow.
the Bible talks about how can you trust a God that you can't see,
uh-huh.
but there's a man in
mm-hmm.
front of you all the time.
Wait a minute.
Right. I know
you said the Bible. What?
I'm paraphrasing.
Now.
I'm paraphrasing.
We're talking about
doctrine.
Right.
I'm paraphrasing.
Right.
I'm paraphrasing. You know that I didn't say it right.
We need you to clear
well,
that
let me look up the scripture.
Yeah,
you know,
scripture.
I was.
Hey, man. Now, we just talked about doctrine.
Because we're going to talk. Well, you know I'm going to get it right. So let me.
You said something that I didn't understand. You just said something.
But
the Bible says that what we can see is temporal.
Right. Right.
But what we cannot see is eternal.
That's
right. That's what it was.
Is that what you
yes.
were saying? Oh, okay.
Yeah, thank you for clearing that up. Everybody out there in Radio Land, Pastor had a
but
moment.
But that's true. When we can see things, we can move in it. But
right.
when we can't see it, we're kind of like, hold up, I can't see it, I can't feel it.
Mm-hmm.
If I know that a chair is going to hold me up, we have more confidence in sitting in a chair than we have in God.
That's right.
Some of us, not all of us.
Right.
Because
right.
we
right.
know that this chair is supposed to hold us up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But then again, you must understand that that's where your faith comes in.
That's right.
Because without faith, it's impossible
to please
God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's not what he said, it's what he's saying. And so now when you understand what God is saying, what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, then you operate in the now moment.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are still stuck in what God said. And so they allow what he said to paralyze them because they never moved in it anyway. And he's already saying something different, but you're still stuck on what he said concerning your life. You understand? So we cannot allow fear to paralyze us in the past. We must always operate in a realm of now with God because the Bible says now faith. Now faith.
That's
you understand
what
I'm saying? It is impossible to please God without faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. So if you don't operate in the now faith, then you have no substance.
My Lord.
You have no substance.
My Lord.
If you don't operate in the now faith. Because remember now, our God is a God who operates in his time, not ours.
Right.
You
That's
understand?
Right.
Now, he works with us, with our time, but he is time. And so if we're to operate and allow ourselves to be decreased enough to operate in the realm of now with God, we will always align ourselves up with what he's doing, not with what he's done.
My God.
Because we get stuck on what he's done. Okay, well, what is he doing now? Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? You need to allow the Lord to awaken that in you, awaken that now moment within you so that you won't be paralyzed in what he said and paralyzed in what he's done and paralyzed because you must understand that when the Spirit of the Lord is done in that realm, then it's time for you to go higher.
That's right.
And it's time for you to move out of that place of what was into what is happening now.
My God.
A lot of people, because they have mastered what was and they become comfortable in what was,
comfortable place.
You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
They get comfortable in what was. What happens is when the Lord begins to speak to them, now they become afraid because they're so comfortable where they were.
That's right.
And what God had done, that God is saying, I need to do something new now. I need to shift you into another place in me because I need you to understand that every time I turn, the angels cry, holy, holy, holy.
My God.
Release something different about himself.
Exactly. Amen. You see, and so the Lord desires to release that kairos within us, you know, that we are afraid to tap into because we don't understand it. But the Bible clearly says, lean not to your own understanding, but acknowledge him in all of your ways. And then he will direct your path. And a lot of times people are not, the Lord is not directing people's path because they're not acknowledging him in all of their ways.
Right.
That scripture, that's the antidote that's the antidote to the greatness of the manifestation of God. You know, acknowledge him in all of your ways and he shall direct your path. And we're confused and we're wandering and we're doing all this stuff because we feel like God is not directing our path. But are you acknowledging him in your broken place? Are
that's
you acknowledging
right.
him when things are going wrong? Are you acknowledging him or are you just acknowledging him when things are going
good.
Right?
That's right. I believe that.
Yeah. I'm just trying to.
I believe that.
You understand what I'm saying?
So it's easy when everything's going my way.
Absolutely.
It's easy to acknowledge him when everything's going my way.
Mm-hmm.
But when things aren't going my way, there's something that goes to sleep in you.
Wow.
That's good.
That goes to sleep in you. So that's what I believe that God is really trying to say in this hour, that you can't allow the things that kept you in the first place to go to sleep.
Wow.
My mom used to say, you got to keep you if you want to be kept.
If you want to be kept.
If. Yes.
But you can't let the kept sleep.
Wow. That's good.
You can't let the kept sleep. You got to keep the kept away.
Why do you think people become discouraged? Or I liken to say, when people become discouraged in their walk with Christ, it is because they've fallen asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that people fall asleep in their walk with Christ? Why do you think it comes to that?
Comfortability, I believe, one thing. What you say?
I would say the same thing. It wasn't until we had the conference that I realized I was asleep.
Uh-huh.
Because just what you were saying, I don't know if you or a pastor said it, you get comfortable in one place.
That's right.
When God is trying to take you to another place.
Absolutely.
And so I believe that I had been asleep
uh-huh.
in one place.
Uh-huh.
And God is still saying, okay, I'm trying to stretch you, but you're kind of stuck in where you are.
Yes.
And it's like he showed me a tape.
Uh-huh.
One of those tape measures.
Uh-huh.
And he said, you're stuck here, but I'm trying to expand where you are. But you're so comfortable. It's because now you have not leaned into you've leaned into your own understanding.
Wow.
And you haven't acknowledged me.
Wow. Mm. Absolutely. And I believe that people become asleep because they get discouraged.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just what I believe. I believe that because we are in this flesh, that we put a demand on God to move in a specific time. And then we get all of these prophylies. Let me bring my mic real close on that. Boom. And we get all these prophylies, and mm-hmm. people prophesy out of the soulish realm.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they don't prophesy out of the realm of God, but they prophesy in a soulish realm. And these soulish prophecies never come to pass.
That's right.
And so people are deceived in thinking that prophets are prophesying from a realm where they're, you know. But you have to understand, gifts and callings come without repentance. And because they come without repentance, you still can operate in your gifting.
Right.
But is your gifting anointed?
Right.
Is your gifting is surrendered unto the Lord?
That's
and
right.
so I believe that if we are cognizant and begin to become discerning of who's speaking over our
That's
lives
right.
and these soulish prophecies and these soulish realms that are opening up in the body of Christ. See, what happens is that if a person cannot discern if someone is a true prophet of God, they will listen to what they're saying mm-hmm. and they will become and they will have an expectancy that God is going to do what mm-hmm. that person said. But did God say that for mm-hmm. them? Or did you just want their money?
That's right.
Wow.
Even with the prophecy when you have a true prophet,
right?
And you're talking about when you get discouraged is because, and this is what God told me: are you aligned with the prophecy?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because prophecy to me is contingent on where you are.
It is.
It doesn't mean that the prophet lies.
Personal prophecy
right.
is conditional.
That's right.
Personal prophecy is conditional.
That's right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so are you aligned with his will to go into the next, to make sure that that prophecy comes to truth?
Right. So people fall asleep now mm-hmm. because they become discouraged.
Mm-hmm.
But in this season, the Lord is, listen to me, in this season, the Spirit of the Lord is awakening the true prophets. He is awakening mm-hmm. the true sound so we can follow his voice. People are being deceived because they're not hearing the sound of God and they are following another voice. Mm-hmm. And I'm in the book mm-hmm. because another, they listen, the Bible said, my sheep know my voice, and another, they will not follow. And mm-hmm. so you can't have a voice without a sound. Mm-hmm. And people are hearing an unfamiliar sound. And the Spirit of the Lord is getting ready to shut the sounds of the false prophet up. And there's about to be an awakening in people's spirit. There's about to be awakening in people's finances. The true sound of the prophetic voice is about to blanket the land. My God. It's about to blanket the land. My God. And the Lord is going to cause his words to manifest at such a rate. See, and this is what we must understand in this dispensation and in this grace period that we're in right now, because the Lord spoke to me years ago and he said, Kenya, the word never changes, but the generation does. And because the generation changes and the word does not, I am the master strategist and I know how to penetrate the generation
my God.
And so in this season, the Spirit of the Lord is going and is releasing himself. And it's going to be at such a rate that it's going to blow the minds of people. The miracles that are about to blanket and about to take place, because you must understand who our God is.
Right.
He is a God that cannot be mocked. He is a God that cannot be stopped. He is a God of our, there is no God like our
That's
God.
Right.
And
Amen.
He will not be mocked. And every false doctrine and every false prophet will be exposed this season.
Amen.
And the Lord will begin to align his true prophets up mm-hmm. and separate the false prophets from the true prophets.
That's right.
And people are so prophecy driven. And because, and let me tell you something, the Spirit of the Lord is so strategic, and he's so strategic. When I say God is strategic, mm-hmm. he is the master architect.
That's right. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
He is the master architect. He is the master strategist. And he's so strategic in what he does. And one thing I love about God is the type of God where he will meet you where you are.
Amen.
He's that strategic.
Amen.
He will meet you where you are.
Amen.
I'm sorry, because y'all know I'm trying to be nice.
No, that was good.
Because y'all know once I go, I'm trying to be nice. You understand what I'm saying? Because the Lord is about to break revival out.
Amen.
And I know that we've been hearing this, but mm-hmm. this mass revival that the Spirit of the Lord is getting ready to blanket the land with, it's getting ready to astound every person that thought they knew Jesus, that thought they had a relationship with him. It is getting ready to astound even those that thought they were in positions that because they allow their titles to govern the call. They allow their titles to govern what the body of Christ. They allow their titles to govern the work. And the Spirit of the Lord is getting ready to show people who he really is. And it's not that he's a sleeping. It's not that he's a passive God. He's a merciful God. His
That's
mercy
right.
endures forever.
That's right.
But there is going to be, and it is coming soon, and even the land and even the earth is testifying, and the earth is testifying to the movement of God.
Amen.
With these earthquakes, and the earth is awakening to the sound of God.
My God.
Y'all know I'm prophetic,
my
right?
God.
Y'all know I'm prophetic. So everything to me is prophetic. When I look at the earth and I see the earth responding, the earth is waiting, the earth is responding, and the earth is awakening to what God is about to release. The earth is preparing itself for the movement of God.
My God.
My God.
I don't want to get too deep. Y'all looking at me like I'm crazy.
No, we're just trying to soak out his head. That's a good revelation. That's just a good revelation because, you know, we see all types of manner of things happening in the earth. But if you're not cognizant, that means you sleep.
Wow.
That's right.
That means there's something in me that needs to be awakened.
Right.
There's something in me that needs to be resonated and revived. Mm-hmm. And I go along with you.
Holy Spirit just gave me a revelation. Go ahead. Lord Jesus, help me, Lord. Let me be quiet.
Go ahead. She always do this to me, y'all.
I love these two. I love them.
She'll start going on, and then she'll stop.
Right.
And I'm like.
And then she's like, okay.
We do it all the time. Get her restarted. Like, well, how can I follow that?
Right.
Because it was so good.
So powerful.
So powerful and so profound.
Yes.
That revival needs to break out.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because there's so many false teachings that's going on nowadays. I heard something the other day about somebody said that hell was a fairy tale.
See, I was trying not to go there.
Well,
I'm trying not to go there.
I'm just saying.
Right.
Now,
people would be deceived by that.
Because they're asleep. Yes, they're asleep, and they're being, but the Bible talks about this, being mm-hmm. swayed by every wind and doctrine. Yes. Yes.
Uh-huh. So doctrinally, he said something to the effect that if it can't be explained, it can't be real.
Uh-huh.
So I can't explain the stars in the sky.
Right, exactly.
But I know it's there.
Right, exactly.
I can't explain why the sun shines so brightly.
Right, exactly.
But it's there. Yeah,
exactly.
Like they used to talking about that we used to come from monkeys.
Right.
Now, this is my question. Maybe somebody, you can hit me on the inbox or something like that. Now, if we came from monkeys, why do we still have monkeys? I'm just saying.
Clean that up.
Please.
Okay, they used to say. Have you not heard they say about the theory of evolution?
They said we came from apes. Right.
So if we came from apes, why do we still have apes? Shouldn't it be all humans and no apes at all?
You're right. It should be all humans and no apes if we came from apes. But
right.
But I mean, it's.
But that's how powerful God's creation is.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know. This is just me.
Okay.
I think about certain things.
Right.
It has to be some things that God does. Mm-hmm. The Bible says, and all that get an understanding.
Right.
And I began to understand that there's some things that he's just not going to tell me. There's some things that are going to be beyond my understanding.
Right.
Because I may not be in the timing of God that he wants to reveal that truth to me at mm-hmm. that moment. Mm-hmm. I may not, like some people... get upset when God doesn't give them what they want in that time.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, well, I don't understand, God, why you didn't give me this or that. I did everything that you told me to do.
Mm-hmm.
But in your heart of hearts, you know you didn't.
Right,
some of us know we didn't do everything that he told us. We did only the half that pleased our flesh.
Oh, wow. Uh-huh.
So it's just me sometimes in my thinking.
I just believe
sometimes that, you know, he said that hell is a fairy tale.
Right.
Now,
I think he was trying to rhyme. Hell is a fairy tale. I think he was just trying to rhyme and make it, you know, yeah.
Because it's in the word of God.
Right.
It's in the word of God.
I don't fear man, but I fear the one that has the power to put my soul.
That's right.
You know, and so, yes, we understand that hell is real. You mm-hmm. understand what I'm saying? And, I mean, for a statement to be made as such, he was asleep.
Amen.
Now, he's
all
asleep.
Day.
That preacher is asleep. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying?
He needs some spiritual vibrant. Because he is sleeping.
He needs to wake up. Because truly we are living in the last days. Mm-hmm. And because we are living in the last days, the Spirit of the Lord God is manifesting the Word of God. Mm-hmm. And we are seeing the manifested Word of God. Amen. And we cannot be amazed at what is going on right now. We must remain focused. And as people who understand and know true doctrine, we must then govern ourselves accordingly, mm-hmm. and according to Scripture, to be able to maintain the soundness of the Word of God.
Amen.
You understand? We cannot be persuaded and we cannot be moved. And as a matter of fact, the enemy is so subtle that he'll throw something in to trigger the minds of God's people detour them.
That's right.
And that's how subtle he is.
That's right.
He will use someone and to trigger a something like that to cause a diversion. Now everyone is focused on hell as a fairy tale while he's behind the scenes working on something. That's how subtle he is.
Is it so that they're so focused on what was said that they forget their assignment?
Exactly.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly. And the enemy is so subtle. He wants us to be asleep. Mm-hmm. He wants us to be asleep. He does not want us to be awakened. And so what he does is he releases false doctrine. And he understands that as people, we're human. And he understands that what he will do is he understands that we are. The Lord told me one time, he said, let me tell you what man's greatest weakness is. Mm-hmm. What their greatest weakness is their curiosity. Wow. Their curiosity is their greatest weakness because their curiosity causes them to look in places that they wouldn't normally look
right.
in. The curiosity causes them to seek out. And so we must understand that the enemy will use false doctrine to keep us asleep. Mm-hmm. He will use false doctrine like such as hell is not real or hell is a fairy tale. Mm-hmm. Anybody who believes that, and I don't care how you try to revelate it, it's not scriptural. I don't care mm-hmm. how you try to revelate it. I don't care how you try to penetrate someone's spirit. It's not real. Mm-hmm. You know, it is a false doctrine, but the enemy will use that to trigger and use that as a diversion to trip the minds of God's people to cause them to be focused on that while he's working on something else behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You understand what I'm mm-hmm. saying?
One of the diversionary tactics of the enemy too is that he will tell, in the garden, he said, "Oh, you're not going to die. Mm-hmm. You're not going to die if you mm-hmm. eat this." Mm-hmm. I think he'll put a focus on your desire.
Uh huh.
My Lord.
So when you're
That's
focused
good.
On mm-hmm. your desire,
That's good.
It can't be everything that I'm looking at in
right,
this moment.
Right,
because
right.
Because your desire begins to override the commonality of what God told you.
Right,
of
right,
what he
right.
said, what
exactly.
he spoke over you.
Exactly.
Where he said, if I told you that you will die if you eat this. But
uh-huh.
it was not so much that the enemy lied.
Uh-huh.
He said, because they died a spiritual death.
Right.
As well. Mm-hmm. And the physical part came after the death of the spiritual man.
Right, right, right.
So it's like you just have to be awakened in your spirit and be have all your senses around you
mm-hmm.
because the enemy, he is really out
Subtle.
To try to subtly trip you up and to keep you from what God has for you.
Absolutely. Amen. We're going to go and we're going to start taking calls because I'm excited. I want to prophesy. I feel the spirit of prophecy falling upon me, and I want to prophesy because as the Spirit of the Lord began to minister to me regarding the earth and regarding how the earth is even responding and how the earth is awakening to what God is doing, the Spirit of the Lord began to deal with me even in my spirit, and he began to show me how we came from the dust of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And so because we came from the dust of the earth, some of the things that we're feeling is we're feeling the awakening of what God is doing. And because we don't understand that and we're trying to discern it, we're putting it into a natural cause. And the Lord is saying, this is not even natural right now. This is a spirit. And this is a spiritual cause. And what's going on is I am awakening and I'm shaking you right now. And so these situations that you're in, if you were never in this, you would never call my name. If you were never in trouble, you would never call my name. If you never needed me, you would never call
That's
my name.
Right.
So now I've got to cause and allow certain things to happen in your life to get your attention because
that's
how much
right.
I love you. That's how much I love you. And when I get your attention, then I'm going to release to you mm-hmm. what I have have for you in your life.
Amen.
If you are needing to call in, I feel like prophesying. I don't know. Associate Pastor, you have a very heavy prophetic anointing on your life, and I want you to allow the Lord to use you tonight, as well as you too, honey. And we're going to start taking calls. And if you're watching by Facebook, we are with the call number is 904-296-2251. We're going to take our first call tonight. Okay. God bless you. How are you?
God bless.
God bless.
Now, I'm so excited. And if that person desires to call back, that person needs to call back. That
Amen.
Person needs to absolutely tap into a realm of persevering and call back, because that shows me when people when people call in like that and then they can't get through, that lets me know that the Lord desires to speak to them.
That's
and
right.
the enemy knows that they're dialing that number and he doesn't want them to get through.
That's
and that's just me, because I believe that the enemy, he you know, he's a principality. There are principalities that are governing spirits. And so that's just my belief.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? And we know that the principality is a spirit that deals with the law, that deals with the principle of, and this is a spirit that's dealing with the principles of communication. And that's just me, because you know I'm prophetic and I look at everything prophetic, and the Lord deals with me that way. 296-904-296-2251. I feel like prophesying. You guys feel like prophesying tonight?
Amen.
I feel it.
Next caller, we're going to take a
call. I feel it coming on me.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you for calling. Amen. Awaken Me Now. How can I help you? This is something else, isn't it? Wow. It's amazing, because the calls are coming in.
Hello?
God bless. How are you doing this evening?
How are you?
I'm just calling for a word from the Lord and prayer, because, like, I have a calling on my life, and it's heavy. And sometimes I know the Lord is with me, and sometimes I can't see my way, but I know he's working behind the scenes. But I just need another word of encouragement and a word from the Lord, in Jesus' name.
Okay, I don't know you, sir, but I just see you walking backwards. I don't know what that. I believe that every time that you feel as if you're beginning to do the things that God called you to do, and you're getting a clear direction and a clear word from God, you feel as you're getting knocked four steps back every time you begin to do what thus saith the Lord, because the warfare in your life is so great. People in your family think you're strange, and sometimes there's some people in your family that don't even like you. They hate when you come around, because you can see everything. But I just want to encourage you on today that you do. I hear a heavy evangelistic anointing over your life, because there
Thank
are some
you,
people
Jesus.
there are some people in your life that even your pastor don't even talk to, but you have a way of reaching them. Amen. Glory to God that you have a way of talking to them to get them to respond. And there are some people in your circle that are even jealous of you because of the way that people respond to the word that you speak over their life. But I just came here to tell you today that God is, that there is another realm of an anointing that is getting ready to fall on you, but you have to walk in confidence, because he is with you and he will never leave you or forsake you. I just want you to be encouraged on today, man of God. And I also admonish you to begin to just pray and ask God to reveal the street corners that he wants you to begin to evangelize.
Oh my God,
on.
You are so on point, because
Amen.
The Spirit of the Lord was showing me him walking with the Bible. And the Spirit of the Lord was showing me that his love and his hunger for him.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the Spirit of the Lord is saying, and I thank you for confirming that. And as I was sitting here, the Spirit of the Lord was showing me you walking with the Bible, with that evangelistic anointing that's on your life. And the Spirit of the Lord is showing me how you are not afraid to go on the corners. You're not afraid to go because of the love that you have for him. And as you begin to go for God, and I hear the Spirit of the Lord says, as you begin to go for me, I'm going to go for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to go for you. I'm going to go for you.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus. As you go for the
Thank
Lord,
you,
he says, I'm going to go for you because of the love
Thank
that you have
Hallelujah.
For me. And the Spirit of the Lord God says that the fire that burns within you, I'm going to allow it to burn up everything that's trying to hold you back in your ministry.
You,
in Jesus'
Hallelujah.
Name. That is
Thank
the word
Jesus
of the Lord
name.
For you tonight.
Amen.
209-904-296-2251. We're going to take the next call. Thank you. Associate Pastor, if you want to take that, because I know the Lord deals with you. I'm trying to be nice, because I really feel like this is a female that's calling, who's dealing with relationship. But that's me. I could be wrong. You know, but allow the Spirit of the Lord to deal with you.
Yes, my name is
God
Lynn.
Bless.
I'm calling for prayer for my financial situation.
God bless. Okay, what's your name again?
Lynn.
Hi, Lynn.
L-Y-N-N.
Lynn, hi, Lynn. We're going to go into prayer over your finances. I see, are you working now?
No.
Okay. You have a desire to work?
I got lupus. That's what I'm
saying. Okay. Okay.
Fibromyalgia and rheumatoid arthritis and...
Okay, so we're gonna pray over your finances, that the Lord release some finances in your life. Father God, we thank you now. We thank you now for releasing finances to her now, Father God. We speak to the airways now, Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
I speak
Lord,
to her
Jesus.
Environment
thank
now, Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Thank
I
you,
speak
Lord.
To her situation now, Father God, that is being dismantled now, Father God. I even speak into her body now,
yes,
Father,
Lord,
that every infirmity
Jesus.
Now, God, is drying up,
yes,
Father God, in the name
Lord.
Of Jesus. You say
yes,
she
Lord.
Was wounded for you was wounded for our transgressions, oh God, and by your stripes she is healed now, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Name
I pray
Jesus.
Now, God, that you will make her whole in the name of Jesus,
yes,
oh God,
Lord.
In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. We speak healing to
we
your body
now.
We come against the spirit of infirmity now,
yes.
In Jesus' name. What
in
is this
Jesus
that the Lord
name.
Is showing
just,
me concerning
okay.
with your hands? What yes. is this with your hands? Are you able to bend your hands?
I wear a brace.
Okay.
My bones are sticking
your
out.
Your bones are sticking. Okay.
Arthritis.
Okay. 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 And the Lord was showing me something about your hands and the bending of your hands. Do you have a problem bending your hands?
Yeah.
Okay. Do me a favor right now. The Spirit of the Lord is going to touch you right where you are in the name of Jesus. Had he not wanted to do this tonight, he would not have revealed it. I want you to begin to bend your hands right where you are in Jesus' name.
In
we
Jesus
release healing.
Name.
And we release
in
the flexing.
Jesus name.
We release flexing. We release your bones.
Yeah.
We release. Come on. Right. We release
name.
Your hands to move in Jesus' name.
Yes, God.
In the name of Jesus, we speak to the reflexology
in your
body.
In
we come against
Jesus.
And we bind all spirits of infirmity.
Yes,
and this is
God.
Your year to do
yes,
what
Father.
The doctor said you could
oh,
not
yes.
do
yes,
in
Father.
Jesus' name.
In
you're
going
to do things this year that the doctor said that you could
yes,
not do.
Father.
Your body is about to become subject to the power
yes.
of the Holy Spirit of God,
yes, God
who resides inside of you in Jesus' name. And that is the word
yeah.
of the Lord for
yes,
you.
Lord.
And the Lord said to you, I see you almost immobile. And the Spirit of the Lord
yes,
says,
Lord.
The Spirit of the Lord says to tell you to begin to walk. And every time you walk, says the Spirit of the Lord God, I am about to strengthen your bones, says
yes,
the Spirit
Amen.
Of the Lord God.
Glory
the Lord
God.
Says
yes,
that he's about
yeah.
to, the Lord
yeah.
says that he's about to
yeah,
confound the doctors
too.
on your behalf. The Lord God says that he is rebuking
yes.
the spirit of infirmity
yes.
in your life now. And the Spirit
yes.
of the Lord says that you have been thinking about, God, I don't want to die because of this, and I don't want
yes,
this
God.
To happen. The Spirit of the Lord said that this is not unto death. And the Spirit of the Lord says, the
yes,
Spirit
God.
Of the Lord says to tell you, woman of God, that the enemy has been tormenting you because he thinks that, and he's been telling you that you're going to die, but the Spirit of the Lord said you shall not die, but you shall declare the works of the Lord. And the Lord God says to tell you that you will be a living witness and a miracle to his gut, to his power. The Lord God is going to use you for his glory. And the Spirit of the Lord God says that this is your year to move and do the things that your
yes.
body would not allow you to do. The Lord says that in the next 7 days I am getting ready to strengthen your legs. I see something with your legs, my God. And the Spirit of the
yeah.
Lord God says that I am about to cause you to move in realms that you've never even imagined. He says, live, daughter. He needs you to live, daughter. Pana. He says, live, daughter, in Jesus' name, and that is the word of the Lord for you.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Next call.
Oh, hallelujah.
Next call. Next call. Next call. 904. They're on.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless.
God bless.
God bless you, Apostle.
God bless you. God bless you. How are you?
Oh, I'm blessed.
Good, 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 good. What is your name?
Angel.
Angel. God bless you, Angel. Anybody
God
want to minister
you,
to her?
Angel.
Why do you believe the Lord called you to call in tonight? What is going on with this? Are you in a relationship? Have you been hurt in a relationship?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Okay. And so go ahead, you guys, because I feel the spirit of prophecy rolling up on me. And I just go and tell us why you believe the Spirit of the Lord allowed you to call in tonight.
Because a lot of times I try to call in, I've not been able to get through many times, and I just prayed that if it was God's will, that he would intervene through the lines and I would finally be able to get through.
Mm-hmm. What is it that you need prayer for?
I need prayer for guidance and leading and intervention. Mm-hmm. I've been betrayed and outcast by, and my family tried to destroy me. Mm-hmm. Someone burned my house down.
Wow.
And, yeah. I know it's just the enemy. He plants seeds in people's hearts,
right.
lives with jealousy and hatred, you know, when you're trying to live for God. Mm-hmm. I was taking care of my grandmother at the same time, and mm-hmm. I just, it's put me in a situation where now God, he's hid me like Esther for a while, but mm-hmm. I know that he's bringing me out, and I prayed that he would, you know, guide me and lead me, you know, in what he would have me to do, and he's helping me a lot
Amen.
In what I have to do.
Amen. So anybody want to minister to her?
Go ahead. I just wanted to tell you on tonight that the enemy is so upset with you because you have the gift of helps. And if he can keep you in a place of bondage, that he will try and do that to you. But I also see you that you are a dreamer, that you that God deals with you a lot through dreams and visions, that you have a lot of dreams and visions. But in those dreams and visions, God says that I have given you the floor plans to the nursing center. I don't know if that means anything to you, because you have such a heart for senior people, for older people, that you love helping them, and that you want to assist and aid people in a lot of areas. But on tonight, we're just going to pray that God will begin to release the finances unto you. Oh my God, I see you are a giver, that you would give the shirt off your back to anyone, that you have given so much and that you have poured out so much that no one has poured back into you. In the last 3 weeks, I've seen that you've been trying to find out on a decision, that you've been trying to make a decision on whether to leave the city, to move away because of all of the pressure and the warfare that you have been undergoing these past 3 weeks. So we're just going to pray on tonight. Father, I just thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray right now, God, that every spiritual attack has built her up for this Kairos moment in you, Lord God. I just pray right now, God, that you will begin to open up the windows of heaven, God, and begin to release finances into her hands, God, as rivers of living water, that finances for her building project will come to pass. We're praying right now, God, in the name of Jesus, that every person that has rose up against her in these last 3 weeks, God, that they will begin to have a spirit of conviction and come back and apologize. God, we just pray right now, God, that the person that burned her house down, that they are caught in the name of Jesus, and that you judge them swiftly but mercifully, Lord. I just give you glory, honor, and praise for this woman of God, this woman of helps, God. I pray right now, God, that you surround her with people that's going to help her with the project that she has in her heart and the desire for older people, that you will begin to release unto her finances in this season, in the name of Jesus. We just give you glory, God, and I just stand back in the spirit of expectation and watching your hand move in Jesus' name. Amen.
And I also see woman of God, I'm going to call you woman of God, where God is pulling you closer. Mm-hmm. Don't think it's strange that these things that are happening, they're God ordained. Mm-hmm. He wants a deeper relationship with you. You need to get in a Bible-based church, because God is calling you. He's calling you, and he's allowing these things to happen to get you closer to him. So think it not strange. Those things that have been happening in your life in the last past month or so, in the last past 2 months or so, God is calling you to have a deeper relationship with you. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Let me ask you something. Have you ever dealt in drugs? Drugs. Don't nobody know you? What is this drugs I see around you? Why do I see drugs around you? I don't know you.
I have prayed for people that were delivered from drugs.
Ah, that's why I see drugs mm-hmm. around you. And so mm-hmm. and so the Lord is going to use you, and he's using you. And let me explain something to you. Your prayers are effective, and that's why all of these things are happening to you. But I come against the enemy mm-hmm. who wants to stop you from moving forward. I speak to your atmosphere in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I plead,
Jesus.
I speak over, Amen. I speak prosperity to be released yeah. in you. I even pray for your grandmother in the name of Jesus. Amen. I pray Jesus. In the name of Jesus that everything Amen. That is in the, I'm on everything that is in the way that is stopping you from moving out in the things of God, and every enemy that has touched your life and has touched your finances and has touched your hands and have touched your house, everything, I come against it now in the name of Jesus. And in the next 30 days, I hear the Spirit of the Lord says that there's about to be open doors for you. The Spirit of, I decree and I declare, as the Spirit of the Lord is showing me doors that are opening for you in the next 30 days, I decree and declare that you shall testify to the glory of God, because everything is coming together for you now in Jesus' name. Amen. Your prayers are coming to pass. You praying for drug dealers, because I drug people, because I see drugs all around you. Thank you. That is the word of the Lord.
Yes, thank you.
God bless you.
Praise God. Thank
Next
you.
Call, please.
God bless you.
Glory. Bless you.
Amen.
God bless.
God bless you. Thank you for calling. How can I help you tonight? How do, why do you believe the Lord has allowed you to call tonight?
Because I made the connection.
Because
I prayed. I made the connection before I got on the call. I said, Lord, if your will for me to be connected, the call is going to come through.
Uh-huh.
So, that's my belief.
Amen. Glory to God. Anybody? Associate Pastor, would you want to minister to her?
Amen. What's your name?
Belinda.
Mm-hmm. What is it that you believe the Lord is saying to you?
Hmm.
I want to prophesy to you, and I want you to receive the word of the Lord in Jesus' name. Here it is. The Spirit of the Lord is getting ready to move you into a realm with him that you've never experienced before. I want to just show you something. You're an intercessor. All I do is see you pray. All you do is pray. And the Lord says that I've heard your prayers. The Spirit of the Lord is ushering you into a realm with him, a prophetic realm. And I don't even know what your weight is like. I don't know what your weight is like. But the Spirit of the Lord is showing me that you're, are you a little bit on the heavy side? I'm not trying to be funny, but are you a little bit on the heavy side? You are?
Yes, and I'm working on reducing that.
Ah, that's why the Lord is showing me that in the name of Jesus. I want to pray for you in the name of Jesus, and I want to decree and declare that as the Spirit of the Lord moves you through your workplace, that there are divine healings that begin to take place in Jesus' name. So, Father, I thank you now, God, that you're going to use her for your glory in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, Father, that you're going to use her in miracle signs and wonders in the name of Jesus.
You've been listening to an Awaken Me Now prophetic moment with Prophetess Cadence McCall from Cadence McCall Prophetic Ministries. You can participate in this prophetic moment of personal prophecy by calling in. Listen again next week for Prophetess Cadence McCall.